The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 3:02 p.m. on this Thursday, November 26th, also known this year in 2020 as Thanksgiving. Many of us are calling it Safesgiving or Thanks-safing. Hopefully you are home with the members of your household or otherwise protected, staying separately but together through the magic of technology, or through the technology of radio, or other means. Remember that you can always tune into the Daily Briefing here on 95.3 FM Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., and we do replays at 6 p.m. Remember also that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is still staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for the state coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting coronavirus to 211-211, and you can chat in any language and ask questions. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online for those referral services and resources. One of those resources is the Washington Listens support line. It's available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress, and it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. You can get a listening ear or referrals to mental and behavioral health services in your area by calling 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org or FluZone.com to find a specific vaccination location. Remember that influenza vaccines are highly recommended in order to protect ourselves and others from influenza spread, which every year results in some hospitalizations, and we want to make sure that we minimize any required hospitalizations in order to free up space for those that are being affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Moving on to state-level news for today, the State Insurance Commissioner's emergency order that requires health insurers to waive copays and deductibles for any consumer requiring coronavirus testing is again extended for another month through December 24th. Insurers must also continue to allow a one-time early refill for prescription drugs and must suspend any prior authorization requirements for treatment or testing of COVID-19. And if this sounds familiar and you're a regular listener to the KTQA Daily Briefing, boy, it sounds familiar to me. I looked into it, and the reason that every month around the 24th or 25th, we've been stating this update is because the insurance commissioner only has the power to issue an emergency order like this for a 30-day period in time. So our insurance commissioner has regularly, since the start of the pandemic, been updating and extending this emergency order every month in that last week of the month. The State Emergency Management Division is urging those who want to help during the pandemic to consider making an appointment to donate blood because stocks are running low. In our region, BloodWorks Northwest manages donations. You can call 1-800-398-7888 or go online to bloodworksnw.org to schedule an appointment to donate blood. And perhaps the biggest news for today is that non-urgent dental services and healthcare procedures are being suspended in Washington as of December 3rd, unless specific procedures and criteria are met, in order to conserve protective equipment and to minimize spread of coronavirus. The full declaration can be read by following links to the news and media section at governor.wa.gov. But some of the highlights include that all appropriate clinical care can be provided so long as there's sufficient access to PPE, that's personal protective equipment, and for hospitals, surge capacity is at least 20%. But if the region of practice reaches crisis care phase, only emergent and urgent care can be provided, along with any non-urgent care that would cause harm to a patient if it were delayed for more than 90 days. Excluded from this are family planning services and procedures, newborn care, infant and pediatric vaccinations, and other preventative care such as annual flu vaccines. Those are unaffected and are advised to continue. Additionally, visitors to patients should be limited to those who are essential for a patient's well-being and care, according to the clinical judgment of healthcare providers. Our regional news for today includes that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting 89 new COVID-19 cases today. Now, that seems like a lot less from the 200s and 300s that we've been hearing about for every day for the last week. But the department notes that today's case count is an undercount due to staffing and processing slowdowns related to the Thanksgiving holiday. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department also notes that more people are seeking testing at the Pierce County mobile sites, and the sharp increase in recent testing volume has caused delays in processing and reporting as well. The department continues to play catch-up and report cases from 2 to 3 days ago in addition to today's cases. And in addition, the Washington State Department of Health has suspended negative test reporting during this unprecedented surge of testing results. And consequently, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department won't update the test positivity rate and number of total daily test charts until the state DOH resolves its backlog. We do want to note that the county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 366, so still very high. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 in order to consider bringing back the youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. Of course, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, you can visit kingcounty.gov online. For Pierce County locations, including hospitals, offices, clinics, and the mobile testing sites, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Now, the county didn't hold any mobile testing events today because it's Thanksgiving, and they won't be holding any tomorrow, Friday. But all residents are urged to stay home and spend Thanksgiving only with members of one's household. But on Saturday, November 28th, the Health Department mobile testing units will be up and running at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at the Tacoma Dome. And on Sunday, November 29th, testing will be held at 3 locations. The Narrows 6th Avenue Park and Ride, Gig Harbor High School, and Key Peninsula Middle School. For those testing events, no ID is required. They're free and tests are open to anyone. Results are typically available within 3 to 5 days, of course being patient to accommodate any backlogs, and testing days run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, I sure hope that folks have been able to spend this day of giving thanks for our safety and our abilities to stay home and stay safe. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the city of Tacoma. You can dial 211 for community resources and referrals to statewide resources. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.